This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Okay, it looks like the phallic penile mic is working. Is the weapon of mass destruction working? How about the Ron Jeremy penis microphone? All right, it looks like we're in gear. I'm ready when you are. It's great to have stoner heads sitting there. Getting things started. Are we okay? Okay. Say when. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is the Kneebagger Party. You know, we couldn't help but goof on the teabagger parties. The lunatic fringe, the militia types, the white power buffoons, the fetus fetishists and anti-abortion terrorists, the Ron Paul groupies who think he's not somebody who stands for free market everything, blah, 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 all those kinds of probably the ultimate buffoons of the entire nation. But even though the event was a dud, they were so whacked that we had to have a lot of fun with it. And this is simultaneous with the beginning of National Masturbation Month. Now, we have our ways of celebrating it. As you may remember in previous broadcasts in the month of May. However, we want to try something new this year, in addition to our own masturbation. We want to masturbate with some of the kneebagger, teabagger crowd, because we know that they get off on the old CIA torture videos that have come to light very recently. I'm, of course, talking about Sean Hannity, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, other defenders of torture. So we're going to try to get them in here to stroke along, and they can do their thing during the torture videos as well. But that's way ahead of the game. We are celebrating National Masturbation Month, which will begin tonight, and we are celebrating the Kneebagger Party, A, because it was a joke, B, because it was a dud and a total flop, and C, because it was one of the final acts that exposed the open propagandistic bullshit behind a laughable network called Fox, who not only over-covered the event, but endorsed and hyped the event. So it made the fact that it flopped even funnier, but it mostly was a great exposure for Fox News. People do watch it in the same way they watch wrestling or read supermarket tabloids. Like, somehow they find entertainment value in it, but it's become more and more obvious, even to middle America, that they are extreme bullshit artists. And we're going to nudge that a little further on our sites and on the show and have a lot of fun with the teabagger parties. And we have a lot of tunes for them. And we're starting with a tune for them by the Sex Pistols, And this is entitled Liar.
I'm not know you want to get your hands together. We'll be right here on time. All we gotta see now. Time for the countdown, baby. Give me the countdown, Zach.
The religious parody, satire, and musical comedy of Sister Bertha Bingers is not intended for listening to by the weak-minded or uneducated. If you feel you may belong to one of these signature fundamentalist, otherwise known as fundy categories, please turn the recording off now. To venture on will place you at great risk of hilarity-induced enlightenment, ability to think rationally, tolerance and temptation to question asinine religious authoritarianism, due to a volatile concoction of free thought, coarse jesting, irreverence, recreational sacrilege, cheddar cheese and salsa, all rolled into a massive blasphemy burrito. Do not attempt to operate a motor vehicle or heavy machinery while filling up your senses with the wonders of Sister Bertha Bingers. This recording contains an extremely concentrated, high-octane, anti-fundy energy that must be experienced responsibly. Sister Bertha Bingers knows she qualifies as a fundy, and that's why she hates her life. It's the reason why she's neurotic and battles obsessive-compulsive disorder. It's the reason why she uses her Remington shaver to shave her vulva every Sunday morning. And yes, it's why she invented the acronym for FUNDY, spelled F-U-N-D-I-E. FUNDY stands for Fanatics United Notoriously Defending Ignorance Everywhere. FUNDY. And now that you've all been warned, let the sin begin.
New from the Ecclesiastica Corporation. For the tomb.
For the obvious.
For young pious man. Underwear for the true fundamentalist. Designed by inhibited and paranoid Pentecostals. For Pentecostals. We live in a world where sexual temptation is all around us. Have you ever become sexually stimulated and embarrassed in the grocery store checkout lane? Have you ever discovered that you were Randy because of those tawdry magazines of filthy, half-naked whores? Fruit of the Tomb, for the Andes, for young pious man, will make those uncomfortable moments a thing of the past. That's right. Fruit of the Tomb, for the Andes, for young pious man, will gloriously take the fun right out of your undies. Here's our miracle breakthrough secret. Our righteous undies for fundies are laced with a newly patented and high-power-packed Southern Baptist Costal Erection Slayer called St. Saltpeter. That's right. Fruit of the Tomb, for the undies, for young pious man, will give your Pentecostal penis a revelation like it's never had. Horny? Frustrated? Caught up in a life of shameful masturbation? St. Saltpeter to the rescue. Here it comes. Fruit of the Tomb, for the undies, for young pious man, will allow you to finally live that life that everyone at church doubts you're living anyway. It's not easy being young, Pentecostal and Randy, constantly dealing with evil urges to fornicate, masturbate, and sexually recreate. Let St. Saltpeter bless you today. You'll never have an erection again. Fruit of the Tomb, Fundy Undies, for young, pious men. Fundy Undies!
This is Halliburton, Ernie. And it's so good to be here with Reverend Book Byrne and Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptist. And I'm having a really great time at this knee-bagging party. I'm sorry, it's a knee-bagger party, but I'm having so much fun at it. And of course, the launch of the celebrations of National Masturbation Month for 2009. And now, in keeping with that, we want to play the first song to help you masturbate in celebration of Masturbation Month. This is by the Genitorturers and is entitled I Touch Myself. This is Halliburton Ernie, and I'm touching myself.
Reverend is in.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody. And please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal-worshipping, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of all of
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Thank you, Mr. Scott, for recording that often used introduction that has been said manually for the last 8 years. The only thing you didn't hear was tonight's first set from the playlist. So here goes. You heard Jenna Torturers doing I Touch Myself. Sister Bertha Bangers did Warning and Fun D'Undies from her Below the Bible Belt CD, which is very highly recommended. Marvin Gaye did A Funky Space Reincarnation, and that is from his recording Here, My Dear, originally a double album from 1978. That he reportedly rushed through when he was financially drained after his divorce. Some of us know what that's like. And It was rushed through and critically unacclaimed, but a lot of other people didn't care that there was no pop station hits on it, and it developed its own little following, and many people decided that Here, My Dear was his best recording ever. Anyway, before Marvin Gaye, you heard Children of Bodom doing War Heart, and started off with Sex Pistols doing Liar. And that, of course, went out to the Fox Network, the queen pins of the teabaggers. Okay. What have we got tonight? We have a lot to do tonight regarding the kneebaggers. We have some birthdays, some news, and of course we want to celebrate National Masturbation Month. Let's see, here at Lava Zone, there's also a lot of other shit going on, and functions and noisy events. Let's see. I guess first we'll cover the birthdays. Yes, the Reverend is finally acknowledging another birthday since we spent a shameless month of self-indulgence and these guys and Mr. Scott went along for the ride. But now it's time to say happy birthday to Dark Lady. Happy birthday to Renee Bryant from All or Nothing HC. Happy birthday to Pete Seeger, who is now 90 years old, timeless legend, recorded with Woody Guthrie, recorded with Arlo Guthrie, didn't just record and play concerts, but was at many actions and demonstrations throughout the decades, and has lived his beliefs and ideals, which are all cool ones, all of his life. And there's now a video of his life called The Power of the Song, which is recommended. And Pete Seeger is still at it. And now it is his birthday, I believe, just in the last couple of days. And he is 90. Happy birthday to him. Wonderful, fantastic, inspiring human. Let's see. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the murders of four students at Kent State University by the Ohio National Guard and then Governor Rhodes of Ohio, the subject of the song Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Tomorrow is the 39th anniversary of those murders. And I think that's it for births, deaths, and anniversaries. So let's get on with it. Let's see. We are on the air next week, and we're not on the air in 2 weeks. Beyond that, we'll know the scheduling better next Sunday night. But next Sunday night, May 10th, in addition to being Mother's Day, the theme itself is National Masturbation Month 2009. And we don't just want to kick it off tonight and get it off tonight, but we want to do a whole show theme around it. And we're not sure how we want to blend the masturbation theme with Mother's Day, but we are working on it. And some people have already had some ideas, people who are helping with the Kneebagger show. So, and special thanks to Lila Walla for her ideas in this, and Carlito Brilliante, as always, for working on some of the show material, and these two stoner heads in the studio. So that is May 10th, National Masturbation Month 2009, with a kind of a sub-theme for Mother's Day that we're going to figure out how to work in. And we're off on May 17th. And after that, we don't know, but we'll be able to tell you next week. Let's see. Some reviews. We have seen a never-seen-before video by us. Never-seen-by-us video, I should say. That was a Frank Zappa one. I thought with all the Zappa heads in the immediate circles of the Reverend is in, nobody has seen one from 1971 entitled A Day in the Life of Frank Zappa. But it was on there. And at this little gathering we went to. And it's probably the best Zappa video collection. It's called A Day in the Life of Frank Zappa from 1971. And we are going to obtain copies of that. Let's see. We saw Patti Smith documentary entitled Dream of Life, which is very recommended to people who are familiar with her and like her. As an introduction, I don't know how people will take to it. It gets especially good towards the end. I am biased because I really do like her, and I thought the whole thing was great. And there was footage of her and her late husband, the former guitar player for the MC5, Fred Sonic Smith, and pictures of their kids. And there's also a lot of loss and mourning. Her brother, Fred Sonic Smith, and others. But on the whole, it's very, very powerful and very uplifting and fantastic. Okay. Let's talk about masturbation. As Sister Bertha Bangers points out on her CD, we live in a so-called culture that is funny about masturbation. It's even funny about self-talk and other things that are harmless and arguably healthy. But decrying masturbation as some kind of negative is just one more step into sheer stupidity in a so-called culture that stems a lot of its traditions and bizarre superstitions with the fundamentalist Christians. And if it's not bad enough that there's a sexually schizophrenic culture here in which we're supposed to love it and we're supposed to hate it, this kind of internal conflict, and I'm sure we all know some sexually schizophrenic people, as well as just plain schizophrenic people. And this goes beyond that. It goes beyond double standards and hypocrisy and scandals of the moral holy roller crusaders and the love-hate relationship, the double standards, the sexual guilt, and all that kind of shit. This goes even beyond that kind of stupidity, the homophobia, the anything phobia, the kink phobia. To stigmatize masturbation is taking an additional step upward in the stairway to stupidity. And it's one of the things where whatever scene or movement you're in, as you deprogram yourself from the conditioning that you found yourself with as you were coming of age, the political myths, the hysteria, the Cold War myths, the religious myths, the societal myths, the stereotypes, the racism, the taboos. It's high on the list of things to lose, not just the sexual guilt towards whatever happens between two or more adults who are consenting and not in a coma, but the stigma behind masturbation. It is uber stupid and pointless and useless. And it's so much more damaging when people who listen to corrupt clergy talk about how much they hate sexuality and talk about how much they hate gay people or people who live differently than the lives they pretend to live. Then they believe the mindless sheep that they're supposed to abstain. And then add to that, these controlled Fruit Loops are supposed to refrain from that last bit of hope of not living in defiance of nature. They are supposed to lose masturbation. How utterly insane that is. It's fun to masturbate, whether you're alone or with a frequent partner. It's fun to masturbate to porn, to Baywatch, to Spanish TV, to anything of your tastes and in accordance with your persuasion. And we believe it is healthy to masturbate, provided you're not like some of these freakazoids that have been fucking up the nation for the last decade, and the people who have been not only scandalous, but proving themselves to be even bigger psychopaths than we ever knew. Not just Dick Cheney, not just Karl Rove, not just the psychopaths who torture from the CIA and certain sectors of the military. Yes, we do know that a lot of people in the military oppose the torture, and we acknowledge that. But to the assholes who were into it, and to their defenders, most notably Sean Hannity, who are pro-torture, we know that that is a very special sick fuck. However, on The Reverend Is In, we try to please everybody. So we have a surfboard coming where we are going to invite Sean Hannity to do his waterboarding here. Of course, it will be videotaped. And in the meantime, we want Keith Olbermann and everybody else to step up the pressure for him to not extend his chicken hawk coward history by running and hiding, which he seems to have done since he said he wanted to waterboard for charity to prove it's nothing and raise money for the troops. Well, now it looks like Sean Hannity is reneging on the troops. But we're going to step up the campaign to get him to do it. And in addition, we're going to cut a surfboard suitable for waterboarding Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is a part of media ugliness that is one of the reasons why we fight the corporate media so hard in independent media and at Volta Radio. And there are also the people who are behind the retarded teabagger events, which we're going to get back to after the second set of music. To see a fucking corporate media television outlet and empire by a buffoonish stooge named Rupert Murdoch, who publishes the New York Post and other gems, Fox News, I guess, is the one good thing that came out of the teabagging is that they have been exposed as a joke. And probably the most ultimate spin zone, propaganda network, the closest thing to the former Pravda of the Soviet Union, and the least credible of even the world of the corporate media. So in that vein, we are going to redouble our commitment to provide alternatives to the Sean Hannitys, the Michael Savages, the Rush Limbaughs, the Bill O'Reillys, and the joke of all jokes, the Fox Network. Definitely talked out. So we're going to get back to the music. And since it still feels like 420, even though it's 5-3. On May 3rd, it's still 420 in Philadelphia, and not just with these two people I'm relying on to keep the station going, but throughout Philadelphia. And I don't think it's just because of the birthday month. I think it's just, it's everywhere. And uber quality. We hope it's the same in your area. And we're now going to say happy extended 420 and play a track from Marijuana's Greatest Hits. It's a Black Sabbath cover by Storm Orphans, and this is entitled Sweet Leaf.
Listen! Don't hold back, baby, tell me what's the deal. I gotta move in closer and cop a feel. Oh my, you got something with mass appeal. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants. If there's a housing crisis and there ain't any more, need a place to go, you gotta open the door. Wanna save the night? Pull up the floor. Wanna feel alright? Party galore. We got a tent gig going in France, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The kids need some new romance, baby. Come on, let's take a chance. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. I'm inviting Shereen, Connie and Dean. Girls and boys everywhere wanna make the scene. There's a pole in the middle and it's made out of wood. We should all dance around it. We know that we could. Start the pole dancing.
Sliding up and down.
Get to romance.
Down to the ground.
Start the pole dancing.
Sliding up and down.
Get to romance.
Damn.
The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. Lick the pole when it's cold and your tongue will stick. So keep the party pumping and thumping and shit. Rubbing the club, legs in between, loving the scrub, keeping it clean. We're gonna wash that pool. We're gonna wash that pool. We're gonna wash that pool. Scrub that pool. Wash that pool. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. Hurts so good, I got a sore orgasm. 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 Hurts so good.
Oh,
This is Dr. Greed. And when I'm not hanging around with my administrator, Igor and Drag, and making fun of patients from urban areas and fucking over patients who have Medicaid, I listen to my favorite band of the week, the Dead Milkmen, doing their song about Philadelphia's so-called rock stations, like WMMR, WYSP, and what used to be a good station at the University of Pennsylvania, WXPN, also turned corporate. This is the Dead Milkmen doing the Big Sleazy.
Take it, boys. Yeah, my sister's really moving up in the world. She dates a full-blown professor. Goes by the name of Professor Griff. He's a great guy. He's a good old boy. That wild old Professor Griff. I think he's a history professor. The other day, he told me the wildest story about the history of jewelry. Anyway, come nightfall, we all love to sit on the porch, and Sis plays the banjo, I play the jug, and Professor Griff breaks out his Jew's harp and just flails away. God, I love that guy.
Third Void doing Who Are You? And a song for Fox and the Teabaggers, Ignorant People, Organized Squirts, My Rules, and Think. Before Void, you heard the Dead Milkmen doing The Big Sleazy. And that is from their Metaphysical Graffiti CD. Before the Dead Milkmen, you heard Spinal Tap doing Tonight, I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight. Peaches did Fuck or Kill. And also from Peaches, Tent in Your Pants. And started off with the Storm Orphans doing Sweet Leaf. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the Knee Bag Party. And where to begin? Where to continue? It's so much fun to have a goof on the Teabagger Party. Not just because it was a dud, and not just because it became obvious nationwide that it was the most whacked, even from a fringe perspective, that it was the most whacked fringe in the nation. It became obvious that Fox News, if you could even use the word news, revealed itself to be the ultimate biased, unprofessional, ill-qualified, zero regard for journalistic standards, corporate media disaster. And that doesn't mean nobody watches it, because that's not true, and we're not saying that. The ratings, even very recently, even after they became exposed from the Teabagger parties, the ratings, even after that, were high. But the ratings of many bullshit shows are high. The ratings for wrestling are very high. And that's not to say something negative about wrestling. It is very entertaining. It is very much fun to watch. But we know deep inside, except for a few inbred parasites, that it's theater. It's fake. It's a joke. And that's okay. But now we know Fox to be a joke. The difference between wrestlers and Fox News is that wrestlers are more honest. Wrestlers want to be entertainers. They want to put on funny outfits. They want to do funny interviews. And all that's fine. You know, they want to break tables. But Fox still has this dishonest pretense of being a legitimate news provider instead of blatant right-wing propaganda. And a bigger asshole than Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or Glenn Beck or any of these shitheads is the owner itself, Rupert Murdoch, who is, he's probably a few steps beyond Pravda, the official state-run media outlet when the Soviet Union was a nation and an empire. And Murdoch goes a little beyond that. Very big on censorship. He's the reason that MySpace got so fucked up. Like, it went from very few deletions to like a zillion deletions. And he became the owner of MySpace. And that's another subject tonight, these big network sites, but we'll get back to that. So Murdoch and Fox pushed the teabagger parties, and these are the people who, I don't know, maybe they were celebrating National Masturbation 8 years, like the whole time the W. Bush was around, or all through the Reagan years, while the people who fucked everybody, and not in a consensual or pleasurable way, who fucked the whole nation, were being deregulated by Reagan and then by W. Bush to extremes, and setting the decline of the nation in motion. Well, now even the hint of taking steps to reverse that, and maybe Obama is reversing it, maybe he isn't. There are some scary people he's linking himself to who are from the Wall Street gang's interests, but we'll let the news unfold itself. For now, there's either the efforts to change or the impression of change. But regardless of which it is, the teabaggers fight change, and they fight even the illusion of change, screaming the word socialism like that's supposed to upset people, and screaming if there is to be intervention in the economic crisis and with the criminal psychopathic scum at the helm of corporate America and in the elite 5%. In other words, the teabaggers are the dumbest fucks in the nation. To defend the banks, to defend corporate America, to fight either change or the illusion of change when drastic measures are needed, not just to fix the economy, but just for basic survival, and to fight the stimulus and the degree of good that will trickle down to the people and to necessary services, means you really have to be either a dupe or a pusher of a really sick agenda, a far right-wing agenda, or both. You're a dupe and a pusher of the far right agenda and all the hysteria therein. That's why they attracted the militia nuts, the gun group nuts, the race hate groups, all those white power, white supremacist groups, the anti-abortion terrorists, and miscellaneous other fetus fetishists, and the whole fucking zoo of them, because they would rather have failure, they would rather have massive misery, they'd rather have the whole world go to shit, which it's kind of tinkering at the border of doing, than see an agenda other than their own. They're going to fight ideas to the end, no matter how fucked the economy is, no matter how much they fuck the environment, no matter how fucked it gets with healthcare and the insurance industry, no matter how much people's lives and homes and survival gets fucked up, these assholes, to the bitter end, to the minute that the world becomes one big cesspool destroyed by preventable measures, by things that could have been prevented, they're going to be pushing for their ideas, fighting and screaming about an inkling of change unless it's, of course, for greater fascism, and pushing backwards ideas. And you can see that by the way they're resisting many of the positive changes that are happening in this culture. America, definitely a very weird-ass culture, is culturally better than it was a couple of years ago. It's a less racist culture. There's less hysteria about immigrants. There's less bigotry against gay people. And there's less opposition to the legalization of marijuana. There's actually support for intelligent ideas outside the realms of hysteria, like freeing nonviolent prisoners, freeing the prisoners of weed, other things that cost billions of dollars, and let violent criminals free, and let white-collar criminals free, a space that should be occupied by the Bush administration, space that should be occupied by the pedophile priests and those who covered it up, all these assholes who are making a return as moral spokespeople, the Randall Terrys, all these other fucking idiots. These are the people that prisons were made for, if anyone. Not your local token deadhead, you know, who lit up a doob down the street. But now that more people are culturally aware, half of the battle, besides action and activism and using technology to spread the word and spread messages, is going to be outspoken and counter that. Because now that Fox is the greatest propaganda network since Pravda and surpassing Pravda and Goebbels and other propaganda kingpins, you need to be heard. You need to write letters or blog or respond when a total steaming pile of manure is issued by the dupe of Fox, the dupe of Murdoch, the dupe of O'Reilly or Hannity or Beck or Savage, the people who listen to total retards in Congress like Fox or Bachman or Gingrich, the people who listen to the racist groups, the people who listen to the crazy fucks in the fundamentalist movement and the fetus worshippers. Those people are going to be outspoken and all over the media. And one of the things we learned from the teabaggers is, you know, if these people do their own celebration of Masturbation Month, you know, if they jerk off on their altar, Fox and the corporate media will be all over it and saying, look, this is the new will of the people. Look, this is the new direction of America. So your voice is needed, because the fringe is going to be magnified a millionfold. Okay, speaking of going back a little bit, MySpace and YouTube. All right, as we covered, MySpace is owned by Rupert Murdoch. For people who were wondering exactly how and why did it get so fucked up, that is why. And so when we read about why MySpace got fucked up and all the censorship and deleted people, when we learn about the censorship of YouTube, the flagging of the Reverend's Friend and Book Burner Roach 2001, which is now posted at the site updated today, reverendbookburn.com, at YouTube. It's because even though these things are needed, we need the big mediums of communication. We also got to keep an eye on them and speak up about these fucked up developments, because it's like as fucked up as the phone company is, or most of them, Credo is an exception, but as fucked up as AT&T is for participating with the Bush regime's surveillance plan, we're still not going to stop using the phone, but we are going to call assholes on their actions. All right. In addition to Roach 2001 and YouTube and MySpace, there was another thing that we were supposed to touch on, which is illegible on this piece of paper. Let's see. We covered the Sean Hannity waterboarding thing. More on that next week. And here's an update. Here's Senator David Vitter, the man in a diaper, at the D.C. Madams, the late D.C. Madams brothel, is still talking, not just as a moral crusader, as if he isn't the diaper man exposed to the world, not fully exposed, but exposed in his diaper. He's blocking the new appointee or nominee to head FEMA. Diaper man, don't you know when it's time to shut up? David Vitter, the diaper man, does not like the potential choice for the head of FEMA, which means we have to bring back all the Vitter jokes, and you're going to see more funny videos, because whenever he hits the news, people send me links to funny YouTube videos and cartoons about the diaper man. And if you go to the Reverend's MySpace page, which is at myspace.com/ReverendBookburn, there's a good graphic of David Diaper Man Vitter, Senator David Diaper Man Vitter, the senator for a change, the pampered senator. Feel free to take that graphic or just find your own and post them all over the place. And, of course, speak up about him, you know, whenever he does make the news, like Randall Terry and all these other assholes that keep resurfacing. And speaking of crazy fucks and fundamentalists, we didn't link it at reverendbookburn.com. And this was discussed because it's good to link what some extremely crazy fucks are saying, just to be aware of what they're saying. One of the things that the Christian fundamentalists of the far right and from the teabagger crowd are now saying, it's not inconsistent with things they were saying always, but what they're saying now in these economically devastating times, in times of hunger, housing crises, homelessness, foreclosures, and corporate America getting ready for another round of fucking the entire nation, the Christian fundamentalists from the most extreme groups are saying, you mindless sheep who follow us need to breed more. You need more fetuses. You need to make them babies, at least 6 or 7. And in this one video that we chose not to link. But if you write to me, revbookburn@sjcdc.org, or at any of the websites, I'll send you the link if you want it. You need to breed, says them, or we will be outnumbered by the Muslims. Now, first, that's weird on a number of fronts. It just assumes that every kid is naturally going to assume the identity of the parents and hold on to it. Two, it acts like it's all one culture. You know, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda types, which would be like saying every Christian is like Randall Terry and Paul Hill and the abortion clinic bombers and the shooters and the gay bashers and the racists and all that kind of shit. True, a lot of them think like that. A small handful are the true crazy fucks who would actually commit such actions. Or even supporting it. You're not going to say that like billions of people from the same culture are going to support, you know, and have the same views, the same politics. You know, I guess they think that everybody's as sheepish as they are. So it's like, the Muslims are going to outnumber us. But it's even more retarded that they think, you know, every kid from every parent is going to just assume their identity. And third, the recklessness of statistics. It was even more laughable how they were doing this. You need 2.8 children to replenish a culture. And they are doing 6 to 7 and immigrating. And we are only doing 1 point something. Anyway, it's a very retarded video, but that is what the idiots are saying. We check it out so you don't have to. But if you want to, we'll send you the links. These are the byproducts of Fox News and Rupert Murdoch and the Spinmeisters, the Rush Limbaughs, the Bill O'Reillys, the Michael Savages, the people who believe such crazy shit and repeat it. And we're lucky enough that between our workplaces, our bloodlines, and just being here in the beautiful Philadelphia area, that we're exposed to the people most deeply impacted by the ultimate retards of the culture, and the people who are the least thinking for themselves and the most likely to repeat such crazy shit and bigotry and everything else. So we're going to keep up with that and stay in tune with that so you don't have to. And also, we are going to remain focused at the people who are most responsible for the myths, the stereotypes, the bigotry, the hysteria, the actual outright lies and bullshit and cover-ups, and the kingpins of the corporate media. The lowest of the low has got to be Fox Network. We're going to play a set where pretty much the whole set is directed at the teabaggers and their total endorsers at Fox. Let's see, you've been hearing Void in the background. We're going to, including some tracks from a CD collection of favorites from Lux Interior and Ivy from the Cramps, the late Lux Interior, and as well as some other gems, some anti-Nazi and anti-fundamentalist tunes. The New York Dolls dance like a monkey in response to the intelligence design and anti-evolution crowd. But we'll let it all surprise you. Oh, and the racists. So this goes out to Rupert Murdoch, Fox News, the corporate media, buffoons, and the teabaggers. Let's start off with the tune by the Merced Blue Notes. This is entitled Do the Pig.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I was very sad that I wasn't invited to the teabagger parties. But I like Reverend Bookburn's idea about jerking off to real torture videos from our boys at Abu Ghraib, our CIA enhanced interrogation specialists, and people in our secret prisons in different countries. And if Sean Hannity can waterboard, and if David Vitter can come to the show and celebrate National Masturbation Month in a diaper, I suppose I can be here next week to jerk off to my favorite Guantanamo videos and help you celebrate National Masturbation Month. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
We jumped into a hot rod and we set a wicked pace. We piped him on the porch and we fell into the place. The room was filled with party dolls, my heart was filled with joy. They were so sweet and pretty that my girl looked like a boy.
What a party.
And a dancing to the news. The walls were shaking and the floor began to sag. The band played Dixie and they raised the rebel flag.
Woo! What a party.
Woo!
What a party.
We started rocking Saturday night and the party is still going on. One was dressed in black. He wore a big mask and a cape that touched the floor. He did a lot of damage for they threw him out the door.
Woo! What a party.
Woo!
What a party.
He started rocking Saturday night and the party is still going on. They gave a chick a kooka and they painted Betty blue. They played most stoppers and they mellowed Mary Lou. The party lagged a bit and what do you think? Elephants and painted them pink.
What a party. What a party.
We started rocking Saturday night and the party is still going on.
Party.
Party is still going on.
Party.
Party is still going on.
Party.
Party is still going on.
Party is still going on. I better shake your shoulders and I move your feet. We're gonna stomp to the first dance beat. I wanna pop your arms and I move your hands. Oh, we're gonna rock to the first dance band.
York, July 4th, 1939. A day for fireworks. Murder Incorporated received the contract to rub out Elliott Press. Stuttering Sam Goldner gave the order. The job was given to Babyface Latka, notorious East New York trigger man. As Press stepped from his headquarters, his gun still smoking, Babyface called Stuttering Sam and gave his report. Hearing the good news, Stuttering Sam rewarded him with Gangland's highest tribute.
You're my baby blue.
But Elliott Press was still alive. Murder Incorporated took care of Babyface. New York police found his body buried in
100 pounds of clay.
The following day, Canary Cone, another killer disguised as a messenger, delivered a small package to the home of Elliott Press. As the door opened, Canary sang,
"This is dedicated to the one I love."
Realizing he was in the wrong house, the killer looked down at his victim and said,
"It's party time! Get up!"
Taken into custody, Cone made a full confession. Armed with this evidence, the touchable surrounded a Brooklyn warehouse, headquarters of Murder Incorporated. Press called to Stuttering Sam.
"Oh, my darling, please surrender."
From inside came the answer. After a brief gun battle, Stuttering Sam stumbled from the building screaming,
"That's it! I quit!"
Afraid he might talk, the National Crime Syndicate sent two killers disguised as police to the hotel where he was being held. Terrified, he pleaded,
"I don't wanna cry!"
He cried, but not for long. Mortally wounded, Stuttering Sam fell from a 17-story window. His last words were, "This was the end of Murder Incorporated." Called to Washington for official ceremonies, the Touchables were asked what dangerous assignment they would like next.
"We would like our own television show."
Laura Hoa saying I hope you all have a fine Thanksgiving and that your bird is stuffed well. Did you notice, even though my dear President Bush threw Rummy off the ship, that he told him, "Don't float away too far, Rummy. I still have a Presidential Medal of Freedom to pin on you." Yes, sir, I'm starting to get suspicious about every time he opens his mouth and says, "You're doing a fine job," that it's like the mafia kiss of death. Not long after he utters those words, baby, you're gone. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Tomcat getting married in Italy. That's important news, isn't it? But besides that, let's just remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer had been a Republican, I'd have had to tell him to stop having dinner with young boys. We lost everything. Get to all this.
Ah! gotta warn you when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, May 3rd, 2009, at voltaradio.com, reverendbookburn.com, and radioforall.net. We have a special recipient this week in light of our celebrating the failure of the teabaggers and the propaganda huge spin machine empire of Fox and the slow decline of the bigotry groups. We have a last holdout who is determined to fight alternative lifestyles, kink, between consenting adults of every orientation, and same-gender marriage. Yes, we're talking about the National Organization for Marriage. The group that is taking advantage of a young simpleton who was duped by the delusional, angel-hallucinating, end-of-the-world novel writing Tim LaHaye and a facility that actually calls itself a university that he runs. The simple-minded knucklehead who was duped by him and manipulated by the National Organization for Marriage to be their new spokesmodel is, in fact, the newly surgically enhanced breast-implanted Carrie Prejean, otherwise known as Miss California. And now the National Organization of Marriage is going to use the simpleton as their new spokesperson, 3 or 4 steps below the former Miss South Carolina, intellectually speaking, for taking advantage of those who cannot help their special disabilities. Manipulated by Tim LaHaye and other whacked theocratic cultists, the National Organization of Marriage, you are assholes of the week. You know, we lost our fart sounds before this was over. Mr. and Mr. High Functioning. Okay. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2006 version, and the most recent version, although rumor has it that we're getting a new one in light of the new recent election and the teabaggers and all that kind of shit. Before Ms. Terry, you heard the New York Dolls doing Dance Like a Monkey. Mischief Brew did Swing Against the Nazis. Camper Van Beethoven did Take the Skinheads Bowling. You heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme for when we get the animation show off the ground. We're working on it. Dickie Goodman did The Touchables in Brooklyn. The Trashmen did Bird Dance Beat. Dickie Do and the Don'ts did Wild Party. Brook Bond Food did Red Rose Tea. And started off with Merced Blue Notes doing Do the Pig. And that entire set went out to the Teabaggers and Fox Propaganda Network. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been the knee bag party, and it was a lot of fun, as well as, of course, our launch for our own celebration of National Masturbation Month. And the next show will be themed National Masturbation Month 2009, unless we change the name, because there is a kind of a blended sub-theme again, this time being Mother's Day. So if we think of a creative way to blend a celebration of National Masturbation Month and Mother's Day, we will announce it in advance in the promotion of the show. That's next Sunday night, March. Now I'm sounding like these guys over here. May 10th, 2009 at VoltaRadio.com. That's right, next week, Masturbation and Mother's Day. So use your discretion if you want to listen to it with a mother or mother figure. And it'll probably be fun and chock full of laughs. And as usual, the show is expected to be uploaded and available in the archives also for free, if all goes well technologically, at Radio for All, radio numeral for all.net. And big thanks to co-producer from afar, Pastor Rex Cat, for doing that. Updates always at reverendbookburn.com, the YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn, on MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn, email revbookburn with no period after rev, revbookburn@sjcdc.org. And we're off on the 17th. We will be back on May 10th to celebrate Masturbation and Mother's Day. And reverendbookburn.com is updated today. So if you haven't seen it, there's lots of new goodies and links, and links to videos and music videos and informative stuff. All right. What are you guys doing? Are you teabagging again? Making up and serving me tea. All right, just don't serve you who do not speak by choice. That Michael Savage drink, was it, that Rockstar energy drink? Yeah, we don't want to support or even give a dime to assholism and bigotry. Thank you. I'll drink it in a minute. All right. Well, it was a lot of fun doing the teabagger party, the knee bag party. And let's see, we're going to try to get you an older Reverend Bookburn show, meaning a month ago or 2 months ago, after the show ends, from the Volta Radio playlist, if I do the technology for it properly. But first, we're going to play you a closing track and pack up, and then we'll get ready for next week's show. For our closing tune, we shall play for Fox Network and the Teabaggers a lovely track by NoFX from their CD, The War on Errorism, with a picture of George W. Clown Bush on the cover in clown makeup. This track is entitled Idiots Are Taking Over. Good night.
Alone, in darkness, in seclusion. Yeah, I know. You've been out there, tried to mix with those animals, and it just left you full of humiliated confusion. So you stagger back home and wait for nothing. But the solitary refinement of your room spits you back out onto the street. Now you're desperate and in need of human contact. And then you meet me and your whole world changes. Because everything I say is everything you've ever wanted to hear. So you drop all your defenses and you drop all your fears. And you trust me completely. I'm perfect in every way. So I make you feel so strong and so powerful inside. You feel so lucky. But your ego obscures reality and you never bother to wonder why things are going so well. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar! Yeah, I'm a liar! I'll tear your mind out! I'll burn your soul!
tell you things that you already know. So you can say, I really identify with you so much. And all the time that you're needing me is just the time that I'm bleeding you. Don't you get it yet? I'll come to you like an affliction, but I'll leave you like an addiction. You'll never forget me. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar. We'll be right back.
all you can to jail my fellow man for smoking all the noble weed. You need much more than him. You've been telling lies so long, some believe they're true, so they close their eyes to things you have no right to do. Just as soon as you are gone, hope will start to climb. Please don't stay around too long, you're wasting precious time.